All right, I got it exactly what you said. Thank you, gentlemen, for clearing that up. I've been wondering that for years, even though, like I said, I don't know nothing about guns, crap like that, but I used to hear about shotguns with chokes on them, and I think, well, what the hell is the choke for? But I got it. Mine don't have a choke. I don't think it does. If it does, I haven't seen it on there. But, yeah, I got it now, man. That's what it does. Perfect. Thank you, gentlemen.
Break.
Well, hey, Dave, if you've got a bird gun that does not have an interchangeable gun, interchangeable choke, it's choked. It just depends on how the barrel was made.
Yeah, all right. Got a break there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, this is Kevin. I've been listening to you guys. Yeah, you're talking about them chokes. Like when I go pheasant hunting or if I go grouse hunting, I use different chokes. Like this time of the year, if I would go grouse hunt with all the foliage on the trees and stuff, I would use an approved cylinder because it spreads more and you want a little bit more power for your BBs to go through the foliage. And then once all the foliage is done, I go down to my 20 gauge double barrel, and I use modified, and that it's like just below the modified with your patterns, and then like they said the full choke the full choke they usually use that for like duck hunting stuff because your pattern comes out real tight. So, but I just want to put my two cents in. I didn't mean to interrupt your guys' conversation.
No, not at all. I love gun talk. Big hobby of mine. I'm just not so well-rounded in hunting. I've only hunted like 3 times in my life. So when it comes to the 12-gauge stuff, other than like breech loads or less lethal, it's not my area of expertise. So it's always good to get educated.
Yeah, no problem, Kevin. Man, you ain't interrupting nothing. You got something to say, come on in. We got a round table going now. Over to you, oh, God, what the hell is this guy's name again? I'm telling you, man, I'm losing it over here. Over to you, Ralph.
Jeez, Dave. Dave's not here. So basically, a full choke, the barrel gets smaller right at the end, which keeps the pellets coming out of there, keeps your, not your target, it tightens them up, and, you know, at 30 yards, it's going to hit a lot smaller than an unchoked, which is just going to spread. It's basically what it comes down to.